Right. What I want to do is quickly move on to AOB, and as I said, Rosalind is going to bring us up to date on the various items I mentioned in my opening remarks. And then I'd like to break into unofficial session, and we'll have a briefing on Site 3 design. So maybe, Rosalind, you could start and perhaps proceed in the order I have here. Start with the boardwalk.
Yeah, sure, Chair. Just a very simple one. Members might recall the CEDD have briefed you at the meeting on May 2017 about a revised alignment of the proposed boardwalk, in which it would largely be replaced under the IEC footprint with a majority of the width at 7.5 meter. Subsequently, the Eastern District Council has met in October 2017. The members reiterated the support towards the 10-meter-wide boardwalk scheme on the grounds that the scheme had attained general community support and 7.5 meter might not provide a safe environment for cyclists and pedestrians. Currently, CEDD is revising the scheme. They are trying to put as many sections of the scheme onto the existing foundations of the IEC as possible, and the consultants is conducting technical assessment to ascertain whether the existing foundations can accommodate the additional loadings, and discussion with the Highways Department is also being done to minimize the additional power. Lastly, they are examining the PHO implications and will seek DOJ's legal advice as necessary. They plan to come back to the task force when there are more findings.
Any idea when? Someone will ask when, I'm sure.
Hopefully, we will try to push for a consultation in the next task force meeting.
Right. I mean, we have met from time to time informally with them. If that would help speed up process, because this is something that now is delayed yet again. I know there are reasons, but I still think we should try and accelerate. So maybe informal dialogue.
Oh, yeah,
possible.
We will try to explore.
Thank you. Members, anything on boardwalk? Okay. Right, Hoyou Street. Industrial development, which is taking place.
Hoyou Street, we have reported the background at the last task force meeting in October 2017 with the aid of a PowerPoint. In just, the lot owner is actually implementing foundation works of an industrial building, which the building plans has already been approved in 2001. The site was subsequently rezoned into open space and other specified uses, annotated cultural and or commercial leisure and tourism related uses in 2003. The industrial building is not compatible with the existing zoning, and that's that. Legally speaking, the lot owner could proceed with the development. We have been liaising with the lot owner to explore a solution that could deliver development that is more compatible with the existing planning restrictions, and the negotiation is ongoing. I'm afraid we cannot disclose the details of the negotiation at this stage given the commercial sensitivity of the matter, and we'll try to brief the members when there are more details.
Optimistic? Pessimistic?
Work is ongoing.
I mean, are we? I mean, at minimum, are we going to try and get a setback?
We are trying to get a revised proposal that could be compatible with the planning restrictions and the OZP, the height restriction, building height, the zoning whatsoever. That's our current plan.
Because it's a disruption to continuity, isn't it, that we want to try and avoid? Yeah. All right, fine. Wan Chai North study, urban design study.
Yeah, we have tabled the study team's responses to members' comment at this meeting. The study team is looking into the interfacing and implementation issues, including the funding arrangements, site availability schedule, works sequence, before proposing a more detailed implementation plan for further consultation with the working group under the task force. During the process, we have taken into account the ongoing plan, the development projects, convention facilities above the exhibition center, and the proposed North Island Line Railway project. We hope to come back in Q2 or Q3 of this year.
Come back with what? Implementation plan? I see. Paul?
I've earlier asked for an overview of all the sites along the entire waterfront in terms of length of the site, the area, land availability, and then program for works, or at least an expected date. I mean, it would be great to get an overview. I'm not sure we want to wait until Q2. I mean, it seems to be we can have that now or yesterday to have that overview. And if some dates are not clear, then there are dates with a question mark, or there are dates with a star or a double star, and there are some comments. But I think we've got to start seeing, Chairman, at least, you know, Quarry Bay area, for example, has been available for a hell of a long time as a piece of land, but there's no progress. So some areas we know will only be available later. We know Wan Chai will be available in sections and a certain program. Some program details may be clear. Other ones we know, we know that there is going to be a time gaps. But can we have at least that overview and the sizes and the areas we're talking about, so we can also get an idea for how much money and resources we're going to need by when? I think that's what we really need. I mean, we see the problem now in Kennedy Town, where we just don't have any money ready. We don't have resources. We don't have capacity ready. And if you're not going to have a harbourfront authority, we're not going to spend money, then where's the capacity going to come from? So I think we need that overview.
I think Christine has already done quite a comprehensive overview before she left the post at the last Harbourfront Commission meeting. At that PowerPoint, we have set out all the Harbourfront Enhancement Initiative with their timetable, site area, site availability, and I hope that would help.
Could you submit your questions to HU, Paul, if you have questions? Okay. Thank you. And then just how we're spending our $500 million?
There are actually two projects on the Hong Kong Island under the $500 million dedicated funding, and that is the open space at Eastern Street North in Sai Ying Pun and the Avast Promenade from Tamer Park to Hong Kong Convention Exhibition Center. We are working on the scope of works and the exact project boundary of the two projects, and we want to prepare the technical feasibility and preliminary design as soon as possible. When these are ready, we could come back to the HC and consult with the District Council accordingly.
Timing again, please.
Some of them hopefully next task force meeting when we have more concrete development.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's just keep members up to date. And that obviously will appear in the minutes as well, so people can refer to that as well. What I'd like to do now is our next meeting is March. Next date is March 2018. Sorry. But I'd like to now, if we can, adjourn to an unofficial session ask if Benoia here.
Chairman, before we go unofficial, under AOB you also mentioned Site 3. I think there's some public information information that's got to be made public about Site 3, the progress with Site 3, when we think is a disposal.
Okay, just a quick word on that one. Site 3 is actually a CDA zone and is future proponent. We need to submit a planning application to seek town planning board approval on the master layout plan. And the task force will be consulted on the application and submit their views to the town planning board for reference. In the meantime, we are working on devising an enhanced site disposal mechanism for Site 3. And taking into account any views that members and the public might have, we will try to put together the views and take it to the task force again. Government will take into account all these views and try to enhance the disposal arrangement in due course.
Thank you.